Blog Talk Radio.
Shorty in the whip, staring at the hublot. See, we in the six, same color nouveau. Shorty got the stick, Honda, two-door. Talking like she white, how she could do more. I just wanna be mommy, uno. From Lip at the beach, with Poppy, Chula. We ball harder, we stay rock. He ice skate like, we play hockey. Everything great, attitude cocky. It's all laid out, Apollo rock. In and out of state, move like a trucker. Ask about him, he a wild motherfucker. New York snowman, he's so frosty. That's your bro, get it off off me. We at the ball, this is saucy. Team full of killers, don't ever cross me. Niggas wanna toss me, off and soft. Cause I'm in the fins of the 640 coffee.
Let's go. I set it off, I don't gotta let it off. It's something on my chest, I'ma get it off. Hoes wearing clothes, gon' get them off. Bring your girlfriends, we gon' hit them off. Black on black thing, German engineering.
Let me help you visualize the words you're hearing.
I'm a fly nigga, airborne. Puff, you can hear, but don't hear wrong. You can't steer wrong, put a right path. Adding your bitch is what I call a right math. Audi or the Lincoln, or the D-Class. Or the manual, I pull up in that 3 fast. All me cash, I can spin it quick. So my, yeah, I can spin it quick. She can spin it quick, what's the benefit? It's the Tony Sands, and it's been a hit.
Welcome. Thank you guys for having me on air with you guys.
Oh, thank you for coming. We definitely appreciate it.
Thank you for the love. It's been one of many interviews, but I'm glad to be on this one with you guys. And being that I love Harlem, I'm usually there at least once or twice a month down in the area.
Okay. Oh, see, I got to link up with you, man. I'm a food person, so that's great. So, Chef, let us know, I mean, how did you get into cooking? How did that come? Because I see that you started out as a accountant or doing other things before you got into cooking.
Yeah, I was an accountant auditor for 18 years at the college and worked for some great companies. And but I've always cooked. I grew up with a grandmother that cooked for Two Jack's restaurant down in New Orleans, which is one of the oldest restaurants. And growing up with her in the housing project, you never know what you pick up on. You know, you see things in passing growing up as a kid, you know. And then got in college, and I started cooking for my friends and dorm mates and stuff like that. And then went from that to just working it, but entertaining at home, which I love to do, and cooking up different things. I can see something and then recreate it my way and put my spin on it. Yeah, and then I lived up in 2009 in the corporate world, started doing consulting work, went to Le Cordon Bleu, took a year off, and came back in the D.C. area, still doing consulting work, and then 2011 left Kappa Conclave in Indianapolis and started my own business July 28, 2011. Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. Congratulations on that, you know.
Thank you.
That's great. Just amazing accountant to a chef, you know what I'm saying? That's great. You still do any of your accounting stuff?
Only for Asian cuisine.
Okay. All right, so give me something. All right, I want to host a little party. This is a little example, but I'm going to take some of your advice also. I'm doing, you know, maybe a little paint party. I just moved. What is something that could be on the menu for something like that?
What type of event is it?
It's just really like a housewarming paint party. Like, you know,
I would, what I would do is, to keep it simple, finger foods always work best. Like a basil, ginger, shrimp. Definitely some, maybe some Mediterranean chicken bites. I may jazz up with that. Or just some, people like home-style food, especially for those type of events. I mean, it's a housewarming. I would even throw in some Cajun wingettes in that pot with that. And maybe some cheesy mac. I mean, these days, this is the stuff that people are looking for, something easy, something not so much gourmet, but something with a little to it. So I would even offer seven cheese mac. It's very cheesy, very rich, but very tasty at the same time and filling. Just enough to keep their buzz down while they're drinking.
yeah, definitely. All right, the mac, okay. I'm definitely, I want the finger foods. I'm just, the mac, I definitely, we do, you know how we do. We do mac.
Right, exactly.
So, okay.
The short, real teriyaki glaze would be wonderful at something like that. They're nice in size, just in small, to pick up and go with on a plate.
Oh, man, that sounds great. I don't know if I'm going to be that great. See, you got to give me something simple.
Well, it's simple. It's a little short ribs with a little seasoning, a little Creole seasoning, spice rubbed on it, throw in the oven on broil. Easy, simple, done. But, I mean, within 30 to 45 minutes, you can have, I can have all those dishes done, really, that I just came up with.
Oh, man. I need to keep your email, definitely. Give me some tips while I'm trying to make this.
If you need me, you know, I'll come up there and handle that for you.
Wow. Listen, we can talk. We'll talk.
Yeah,
we'll
talk.
You started doing, you were personal chef. Is there anybody, you know, somebody that maybe everybody would know you've been a personal chef for?
Yes, I am a personal chef and a caterer, and I teach classes as well, cooking classes, cooking with Aiden. But I did one thing that was really big in my career within my first year in business, and I would say Barack Obama, June 28th, 2012.
Really?
The DNC and the LGBT Leadership Committee asked me to cater his fundraiser at the Orrick Law Firm here in D.C. near the nation's near the White House. I did that for 75 guests and 25 VIP guests. Barack didn't make it that evening, but Valerie Jarrett, his senior advisor, showed up and hosted the event with us. Yeah, so I would say that was a milestone in my career. When you can do that and raise for the president that became president once again, that was one of my tearjerkers, I must say. But yeah.
What did you have on that menu?
Oh my God. Oof. It was two menus, actually. One was for the guests as well, and then I catered to the VIP guests, which was in a special lounge at the law firm, where I remember I had like six or seven servers out there, but we did like stuffed mushrooms. I did a shrimp scampi skewer. What else did I do? Oh, my God. I think I had like four different dishes there. I did these little Cajun salmon bites that I did as well. That was past hors d'oeuvres. Also, I did these little miniature shooters with mac and cheese, but it had lobster in it, which was really wonderful. And then I did a special menu just for Valerie Jarrett and 25 guests that was in a VIP area. I don't remember what it was, but it went over very well. I mean, 2 years ago.
Oh,
and
man,
I'm still here.
Great.
3 years. I'm not going to 3 years.
Wow. That is great.
Yeah.
Barack Obama, his whole camp.
Yeah, and my first year on my 40th birthday. And I had plans to be in New York, to be in Miami with friends, with 12 of my close friends on that day. But I wound up flying out the next morning after the event was over.
How did that happen? They just call you like Barack Obama?
What happened was, you know how you know people? And they hear about you, and I have done some stuff for All Folks, which is one of the leaders here in the LGBT community here. But he's also on the DNC committee as well, and now he serves as the leader of the DNC office here in D.C. He contacted me, as well as people from a Lord law firm, asking me to care the event. They have heard about me and like what I've done. And, you know, I would say that YouTube does pay. And because I do videos and I'm doing events, I post stuff on YouTube. And they peeped that out. And there I went.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I had done for all folks for the LGBT community here and for their organization as well, International
mm-hmm.
Federation of Black Pride. So I've done stuff with them, and they've seen what I did, and they like what I did. So you know, they called me.
Do you feel like, from the consultant to the chef world, do you feel like you're doing better, or was one? I mean, like, you know, can you compare it?
I can say, Kamen, that I am blessed where I'm at right now. I am so happy.
Okay.
Within those 18 years, I got bored, and
oh.
So when they laid me off, I was like, okay. Thank you. I was really like, thank you. Now I can actually do something that I want to do. And coming into this world, I was just thinking the other day, thanking God that I'm actually walking into my calling and giving my gift back to Him 110%, which has allowed me to be here for 3 years on July 28th and still going strong. And here I'm on the radio with you. So I'm just happy and elated to be walking in my calling. I know I have much more than I had when I was doing consulting work, when I was doing the corporate world. Much more. Much more fulfillment and happiness.
Let me ask you this before we take a quick little break, and then I want to keep continuing talking. When you cook now, have you cooked for any of the people you used to work for, or do they know about what's going on with you now, so you can, like, kind of ha-ha-ha them, you know what I'm saying? Throw a laugh in their face a little bit?
Some people had contacted me. One of my friends from my last company I worked for in 2009 contacted me asking me to do a cooking class at her home with her and 10 other women. So she knows about me, and she's seen me on, you know, on the media and social media and stuff. And she's like, I need you to come to my home. I want to have you here to do this birthday party and just be a chef and cook some things up for us. And I was like, wow, thank you. You never know who's watching you.
Yeah.
And she worked these guys together. I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, definitely. We got Chef Aiden in the building. This is Beast Stew Radio. We're going to take a quick music. Stu going to throw it on real quick, and we're going to come back because we got more questions for the chef. I got some. I want to know a little sexy meal, something different. But we're going to come right back. You can stay here with us, Chef. Y'all stay tuned. This is Kate Nicole with Chef Aiden. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool and Dre.
Pull up on them bitches, get out, walk. Way too many hoes, like I play golf. She's somewhere in Waynesboro, stranded, lost. Bitch catching feelings like Randy Moss. Young money shit, got the bathroom door locked. Soon go hard, y'all soft, but in my car top. Hang gathers, I'm a ball to my heart stop. Nice red bone in a thong in a bra top. Looking for a queen for my king size bed. I can make that pussy stand up and drop dead. Fucking with it tuned and a nigga get murked. A nigga get killed like a motherfucking skirt. I do it like Nike, I'm psychic, I knew you like it. Run up in your ass, then I dash like a hyphen. This is priceless, not for sale. And I unveil, Miss Chanel.
Feeling of your arms around me, I swear that I can't get enough. I'm staying up all night, wishing you were here with me. And when I'm with my girl, they're tripping cause it won't be long.
Boy, you're everything I need. I don't want advantage of the day. This shit won't happen more than once. No, I'm ready for whatever. Ready for the action, I'm still focused on my shit. But girl, I'm up for a distraction. Got a body like a stripper, but tell me she a student. But some strippers are students, so I tell her ass to prove it, you know. Yeah, show me all your books and some ideas, some. I just wanna know that you can teach me some.
Boy, you're everything I need.
Italian dish, and I add a Creole spice to hit that back of that palate, mm-hmm. and it's like, well, what is this? You got Italian herbs and Creole spices all gelled together with a northern Italian dish, easily.
That is interesting right there. So what do you do? What do you use? Like, give me an Italian dish that you will flip around.
For example, swordfish. It could be swordfish. I love swordfish, actually. It's a very tender fish, very mild in taste, holds its own together. If it's done right, I mean, it just literally melts in your mouth. But what I would do with that is basically a pan sear it in some olive oil and fresh garlic with the Creole spices after marinating, maybe 24 hours overnight. But then also I'll jazz it up with maybe some arugula, some parsley, oregano, basil. And then top that maybe on top of a bed of spinach. It could be something as simple as that, some spinach that has been sautéed as well, or just some rice pilaf, or the easy mashed potatoes. Where I take the Italian fish that I've done and then add it with a New Orleans dish, which is some big easy mashed potatoes that I make that are very, very good. It has a nice pop, white potatoes with green onion, garlic, butter,
chef,
milk.
I'm just getting fat listening to you right now.
Easy. Something that you can actually do at home within 30 to 45 minutes, actually. And it costs you a fraction of the cost that you're going to pay at a restaurant.
See, that's what everybody's looking for. Stuff that you can make quick and it's not going to kill your pocket.
You've been shopping on the dime. I get the best for my money, the best quality for my clients as well. I can put price down, which makes you happy, and it makes me happy to get paid more.
There you go. I like that, chef. I like that. I like the way you're going about it. You got cuisine for everybody's budget. Or, at least a decent budget.
I can take a chicken bonus chicken breast and jazz it up and make it gourmet. I mean, easily, you know, chicken piccata or chicken francese. That's something that you get tired of doing chicken breast in the oven. Let's put a spin to that. Let's add some white wine to this. Let's add this garlic. Let's add this butter. Let's add a little dash of flour on this chicken and pan sear it in. Throw it over pasta with that same broth and juice that you just cooked it in. I mean, it's wonderful. And it's quick and easy. Quick and easy for a family.
Sounds delicious. Now, Chef, you're trying to get into the TV world. Tell us all about that.
Yeah. After 6 months in business, I did a launch party here in D.C. I had 150 guests, live band. It was awesome. 9 different dishes. And a young lady by the name of Davina Miato, who owns WDMTV, a black-owned production, which was based out of D.C., came to my event with a guest. And she didn't realize it was me because she was talking to me. She thought it was for the guy that was upstairs, you know, laying the food out and all that. And I'm walking around with a tuxedo jacket on, meeting and greeting. And then we talk, and she said, "Oh, my God, these shrimp are so good." And I'm like, "Really?" And I said, "Thank you." She said, "Oh, they are really good. Have you tried them?" I said, "Yeah, I have tried them." And then she's like, "Well, isn't the party for the guy upstairs?" I said, "No, it's for me." And she just was out. And lo and behold, we talked the next day. She put me out on blast that WTMV had announced me as D.C.'s best chef for 2012. That
was
awesome.
That is
one year. Yeah, and then we talked about doing a reality show. So I shot 8 episodes in my first year of business. That went well. They're now issuing a different pilot, a different angle that the networks want to see. So I'm in the process of doing that right now called Chef Aiden's World. It's going to be interesting. Interesting to see me going into different people's homes and making things happen, bringing life to their homes.
Chef,
yeah.
You started off with a bang, man.
Yeah.
That's a blessing right there.
A lot of work, but it pays off. It pays off.
Definitely. Now, now tell me, when I want to entertain, or when you entertain, what is an entertaining dish, a couple type of entertaining dish? I
want to
make something quick and, you know, sexy and something for my husband. Give me something I could do.
Well, tell me what you like. Tell me what you like. Do you like beef? Do you like fish? Do you like poultry? Give me something to go on.
Okay. I'm fish, poultry. I'm into seafood, poultry. I'm into no pork for him. Well, I'm trying to do it for him, so. Everything else, beef, we could do, you know, something sexy with surf and turf or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
A little manly,
shrimp.
He likes to eat.
He likes what?
He likes to eat, so something that, you know, not too heavy, but not too light either.
Right. Picture this.
Okay.
A nice piece of salmon. Let's go with salmon tonight.
Okay.
That's quick and easy. People, everybody loves salmon, and it's a healthy fish that I think everyone should incorporate in their diet at least two times or 3 times a week.
Okay.
Because of the omega that it has to offer to your body. Think of that fish right there, and you've seasoned it with my Cajun seasonings that I would give you. But along with that, you're going to go ahead and pan sear that in olive oil. Again, my base for dishes is always olive oil.
Okay.
Or what we can do, we can broil the fish, and I would take each individual fish after I season it, wrap it up in individual foil, throw it on a cookie sheet, throw it in the oven for no more than 20 minutes on a full 50-degree temperature. Guarantee that fish right there will melt in your mouth. You take that same fish and put shrimp, pan sear some shrimp on top of the stove in a black cast iron skillet, whatever kind of skillet you may have, in olive oil, a little white wine, a little butter, a little lemon, saute that in that, take that fish out, put those shrimp over that. Also, what would be great with that is something simple, steamed asparagus. People forget about asparagus, but asparagus is good for you. And it adds an elegant look on your plate, very light, very healthy. You can go to bed at night and feel comfortable when you're going to bed and not be over the stuff. And for dessert, something simple and easy.
Okay.
Strawberries with a cream cheese along with some vanilla, along with some brown sugar, and a brandy sauce. whipped together, enough sugar to taste, but also take that same strawberry and dip into that sauce and put it in a martini glass and put the strawberries down first, ladle that sauce over it. Excellent light dessert. I guarantee you'll have your husband licking your fingers.
I'm gonna get some that night. That sounds awesome, Chef. I'm gonna definitely try it out. I'm not gonna have your seasons, maybe, who knows, but I will definitely try that out. I like that. Some salmon and some shrimp. I know you're a busy guy, Chef. I definitely appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. Little tips
and stuff.
Always, and we have to connect.
Yes, we do. I definitely want to connect with you, cause on another level we'll talk. But let everybody know where they can reach you at, what's going on with you, what you got coming up new. Anything you want them to know about you.
Well, I'm currently offering cooking classes, Cooking with Aiden. This month I am booked. Thank God for that. but you can always contact me at One Stop Shop, www.aidenscuisine.com. There you can tap on my IG page, my Twitter page, my Facebook page, or send me a comment. It comes right to my email to get in touch with me. I believe in One Stop Shop. And again, my tagline, it's personal. And everything I do, from the time I sit down and talk to you, consultation, to the time I bring your meal to you or plan your menu for you, it's personal. If I can't eat it, you can't eat it.
I like that. It's personal.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all get at Chef Aiden, man. He definitely got it going on. He started off with a bing and he's doing his thing. Make sure y'all check out his cooking show coming on.
Yeah, soon. Coming soon. It's not a cooking show. It's a reality show, Chef Aiden's World. Coming soon. Probably fall release.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chef. I appreciate you coming on. Like always, if you got anything new coming on, anything new happening with you, you want to come to Beast Stew Radio, you want to kick it with me again, come right on over here anytime.
I will. And I will be in the area next week, as a matter of fact. Next weekend, I'll be in the area.
Oh,
so we
wow.
Have to make up it. Yeah, I'll be in the area next weekend. I get away and come to New York.
Okay.
That's my time to regroup and get ideas.
Chef Aiden, thank you, sir. We'll definitely connect on something else, but thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
You have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
This your girl, Kay Nicole. We just kicked it with Chef Aiden. Oh, man, he going to have me pregnant, maybe. I don't know. But we're going to kick it. We're going to get some music on DJ Rick Stu right here in the building. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to do it. Matter of fact...